Thank you to Carl Zeiss Meditech for being a part of the Dr. April Jasper Show. Carl Zeiss Meditech is known in the eye care field for its innovation in technology and solutions for practice challenges. One area that they have shown tremendous value to me in my practice is with their Zeiss Forum technology. Zeiss Forum is a scalable and flexible ophthalmic data management solution. It streamlines practice workflows by connecting your devices and providing access to all patient examination data, which allows you to make confident decisions at a glance. Another innovation is Zeiss Cloud Viewer, which connects to Forum. Zeiss Cloud Viewer allows easy access to your data and the ability to manage and share your data no matter where you are. It is a browser-based, cloud-powered solution for practitioners that have Zeiss Forum and results in a more collaborative and flexible workflow. For more information on both Zeiss Forum and Zeiss Cloud Viewer, go to Zeiss.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. April Jasper, and I am thrilled to spend the next few minutes with my good friend for over 20 years. Right, Cindy?
It is, yes.
Cindy Metros, Vice President of Strategic Accounts and Head of Zeiss's Digital Business in the U.S. Cindy, it's been a long time with Zeiss, hasn't it?
36 years and counting.
Well, I just want you to know, and I'm going to say it right now, and I want our listeners to know why I'm so thrilled that you're part of this with me. I have followed you and watched you over the years. You have meant so much to me. You've been an inspiration to me, your leadership, all you've done within the company. And the smile you guys see right now, that is Cindy through and through. You know what? I think a lot of people don't know what you've done in the past. Education for Zeiss, right?
I was. Professional education. Right.
Managing. We had some fun events.
We did.
But you've come a long way from that. Walk us through that journey. What has it been like? And did you ever dream you'd be in the place you are today?
Well, I had some aspirations, but I didn't know it would turn out this way. And I started as a sales rep in New England. And after about 5 years, I became the leader of the sales team there. And I don't know if you know this, after all these years that we've known each other, but at age 40, we wanted to adopt kids. And that I know you know. But I knew that I couldn't be the mother that I wanted to be and travel every week all week.
Right.
So I came to my leadership at Zeiss and said, I think we really need someone in professional education to work with optometrists that are key opinion leaders. And they're like, done.
Wow.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I've stayed with Zeiss for so long, is because they understood what my need was personally. And I felt like it was a position that we did need, and I could add some value there. So those 16 years while raising kids, I did, you know, fun things with you and your colleagues. And then after that, you know, I went back into a more active role that required a little more travel. And, you know, it's been a long journey, but I'm thrilled that, you know, I'm in the position that I'm in now. It seems like more and more responsibility comes, and I welcome it.
You know, all through that journey, I'm sure you've had people that have been a blessing to you, have been inspirational to you. Anyone in particular that stands out, or just any moments that stand out as really key moments? I mean, that one was a big one. What you just described, I don't know many companies that would look at you and say, oh, sure, let's do that.
Yeah.
And it's not like you didn't make it great, meaning you did some really good things in that role, and a lot of us felt that and really appreciate it. But back to some mentors, people that you had as role models that really helped you along the way.
Well, I think I'm sitting with one.
Oh, man.
I mean that because, you know, I've watched you throughout your career. And April, you know, first and foremost, your compassion for your patients and providing the best care. And at the same time, growing your career and becoming a leader in the industry without losing that patient focus and family focus. I think you conduct yourself with just extreme integrity. You know, when you speak, people listen, you know what you're talking about. And you're a businesswoman. I mean, you're running a business. You're paying the bills. You're figuring out, you know, how to do things better all the time. I mean, that's inspirational to me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what we have to do, right? Along the journey, we adapt. And for me, the way to do those kind of things has always been to become more efficient. So that's mm-hmm. what I've loved about you as well. You have always listened when I've said, Cindy, I need to do this faster. I need it to be better in my practice. And you've come up with solutions. Zeiss has always been good about that. I think my first purchase with you, I'm trying to remember, I think it was an OCT, the oldest one, the first one. And I remember looking at your team and saying, I need one of those in my practice. And they said, are you sure? Because it was a long time ago. And I pulled out a prescription pad. Remember the days of the old prescription
pads? Oh, yes.
Pads? And I had made hash marks on the back of that prescription pad for every time I could have done an OCT on a patient and should have. And it was only 15 days into the month, and I had, I think on that prescription pad, 40 hash marks. So I remember my Zeiss rep looked at me and said, yeah, I think you need to buy one. And I came to the exhibit floor and I said, let's get it done.
Yes, yes.
But always finding ways to help us become more efficient. So I think that a lot of people also might not know about you, Cindy, that even with the when we met 20 years ago and you told him the story about becoming head of professional education at Zeiss, you've also received many awards within the company and outside of the company. The Zeiss Award in 2020, the Zeiss Apollo and Elite Award in 2023. You were named by Vision Monday as one of the most influential women in optical in 2021, I would agree. And really just your leadership, your teams that you've developed over the years, that's been incredible. So help me with something else. I know what people would want to know is what motivated you to really step up and say, I'm going to be a leader. I can do this, and not step back and say, no, that's not for me.
Well, I had parents that, you know, they worked their way up from, you know, very humble beginnings as first generation Greek Americans, and I watched them work really hard and become leaders themselves. And yeah. And you know, my mom is a teacher.
Oh, wow.
You might not think, well, is that leadership?
Oh yes,
oh,
it is.
My goodness, it's the most important kind of leadership,
yes.
Right? And I watched her have an impact on kids. I don't even know who my fifth grade teacher was, but my mother's fifth grade class one year said, Mrs. Metros, we love you so much that when we graduate from college, we want to go to Hawaii with you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And they did.
Oh, my goodness.
And they did. So I saw her be yeah. impactful my whole life.
Yep.
And she's 91 and still doing it.
Oh, wow.
Right. And my dad as well. And, you know, unfortunately he's gone, but you know, just, you know, he started in the steel mills moved into U.S. Steel as a manager. So, you know, just that work ethic and that desire to make an impact started really young.
I was going to ask you what females have been an inspiration to you, and there you go.
Oh, my mom's the...
Mom is amazing. What is mom's name?
Anastasia.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
How did I know an A name like mine?
Yeah.
All right, so here's one, and I know some of the answers to this. I don't know everything, of course, but Cindy, what are some of the challenges, the biggest challenges you've faced along the way? And the reason I love for people to share that if they're willing is because I promise people that this podcast is inspirational and educational. So this is the inspirational part. We all have challenges. What are some of the ones that you have maybe been through in life?
Well, I think that sometimes people underestimate me.
Ah.
And in some ways, that's really good because it motivates me to let them see that they're wrong.
Oh, yes. I want to hear a story.
Well, it's just, you know, when you're in a primarily male-based industry, and you're the only female in the room, you know, this starts years ago. It's gotten way, way better.
Right.
And this is with every company that I've been with. You're sort of like, well, she's here, right? And it's not, and so I watch a lot at first. You know, that was sort of, I wanted to see how things played out, how I was treated, and then when I spoke, it needed to be meaningful and impactful, and I felt like I always had to outperform. But that's great, right?
That's fine.
That gave me the drive. So that now, you know, and it doesn't last long, the underestimation, right?
A couple events. A
couple of events, and then they're like, okay, maybe she can do this, you know?
Wow.
So that's actually fun. But, you know, I think some of the other challenges are this need to outperform and to always be proving that I'm worthy,
right,
to myself sometimes, too.
That's right.
Right?
The story we tell ourselves can be ridiculous sometimes. I'm not saying you. I'm saying me.
All of us, I think,
yeah,
men and women,
yep,
sometimes have self-doubt, or they feel like, you know, they really have to blow it out of the water in order to be taken seriously. I think that adds some stress. And sometimes you go out of balance when you do that.
Right.
And that's important to keep that in check, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've talked through some of the things that have helped you to be where you are, but I know that the other thing that's kept you here at Zeiss is the fact that they're innovators. So let's talk about some of that innovation. What have you seen? It's been 30-something years.
Yes.
How have you seen technology change? What are some of the trends? Let's talk about innovation.
Yeah, so when I started 36 years ago, the HFA was enormous, and I had constant bruises on my thighs from having to cart the table around. So things are certainly smaller, faster. They're offering more clinical utility. But I think the biggest change is the digital element.
Tell me about that.
Well, I think that data acquisition becomes less important now than what do we do with that data. So, you know, anybody can take a photo. I mean, obviously, we love Zeiss Optics. But
right,
once you have that data, how do you get it someplace where it can be turned into a valuable asset for a clinician,
right,
or a patient in terms of education? So I think that the digital workflows, and you with Forum,
yes,
you know, you've seen this, right, where everything can go a little faster and a lot more efficiently when you're digital.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I think behind me, yes, I see a picture from Aclaris.
Yes.
And it's incredible to me to think of what the photos looked like that we were able to capture years ago. And then where we are today, we have wide field retinal imaging, like a real retinal image, a real photo that covers so much area of the retina. It's just amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, Cindy, that brings me back to the one thing that you helped me with early on. I was frustrated early on when we had electronic medical records because there was no good way to put all of those images together. And I needed a solution, and you guys were really the first to come out with something so incredible. So tell everybody, there may be folks that are listening that don't know what Forum is, and it's still a leading part of what Zeiss does.
Yes, yeah, so Forum is really a PACS system that allows clinicians, you know, when you test for glaucoma, you don't just do a visual field or a pressure, right? You're doing OCT, you're doing photos, you're doing all of this testing. And, you know, what people used to do is just kind of flip through them on their desk, right? These long printouts that were expensive to print, too,
right,
and try to put them side by side and say, well, did it change or didn't it change,
right?
Right? And Forum allows you to have everything in one place so that if you're seeing a patient, you can see progression, you can line everything up, all the multi-modalities that you use to try to diagnose and make the right decision for the patient,
right,
look at trend lines, look at progression analysis. That's what Forum does for people, in addition to some efficiencies, right, of not having to enter in the patient data at the instrument anymore, right? That all comes from the front. So I would say that it's just an efficient way to run your workflow. So April, you ask always great questions, and I'm curious, you know, in your career, I'd like to ask you something similar that you asked me. You know, what are you challenged by? I mean, you're a, you know, very strong female leader in your field. What was your journey like?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So let me think about it. I think the biggest challenge, and you kind of mentioned it as well, the biggest challenge I feel like I had was balancing the office, the family, and everything else that we did. And of course, I grew up like you, where I cleaned the house for my parents. I did the dishes and washed the clothes. And so even things like having someone else come mow the lawn and having someone else help us in the house, I hesitated to give up any of those things because I thought it made me less of a person. So David loved to wash the cars and do the yard. And we both together said, hey, the problem we're having is that every time you do those chores and I do my chores, that's less time for the two of us to have time together. And so the more projects we took on in the office, the more work projects we took on, the less we had to give something, you know, give something up. And so that was one of the things, is how do you balance all of it? How do you make time for family? And how do we make time for friends too? So we didn't always do it right, because we thought it was good to kind of, I don't know, I don't mean to say suffer, but kind of
work hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the advice I'd give my younger self or tell someone else who's in that same spot right now is work hard, but take good breaks. I was going to say play hard, but I don't even know what that means. I would say take breaks, because you have to get energized somehow and reinvigorated and re-inspired. You have to be inspired to move on. And so listen to, maybe this podcast helps, I hope it does, but read books and have friends like you and I have been, Cindy, because that's so important in helping to help you with answers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's another thing I probably didn't do well, is I didn't reach out to friends enough. And I don't know, maybe you remember, do you remember when I had a big insurance audit?
I do.
Oh my gosh, that was scary as heck. And at first, I didn't want to tell anybody about it, but thankfully, Forum was, you know, something that saved me, because to come up with all the images that you had to come up with and produce all the documents they wanted would have been impossible. And then you and I got together and I said, hey, Cindy, I need to share this story so other people don't repeat my mistakes. You guys helped me to do that. But I think, you know, going through my past and looking at the path, I do believe that I had to work a little harder than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. Just like you said, you are. I get it, but it made me a better person. And so that's okay.
Yes.
And I try to teach the kids that, my kids too. I try to make sure they know it's okay when things don't go perfect, because if it always goes perfect, you're never going to grow.
Right.
You have to go through stuff to be a better person. And it's just crazy, isn't it, to think that here you are in industry and I am in a practice, and yet we have done so much to be able to help each other. And maybe we don't look like we should be partners in this, but we are. And that's what makes, I think, you and the company and this work, you know, the special.
Oh, that's,
I don't know if that was an answer.
That's a perfect answer. And, you know, I've seen you do this when you're giving a lecture. You know, talk about things that maybe you have struggled with, how you have worked to find the solution and what it means to you. And I think that makes you approachable, but most importantly, it really makes you credible, because you're not standing up in front of a lecture hall pretending that you're better than everybody else.
Nope.
That's not your style. And that's what I love about you, is you're saying, look, I'm a practitioner. Here's my challenges. Here's how this helps. Here's what doesn't help. Here's what still needs to be done. And I think people really relate to that.
Yep.
Because
that's what it is. And that's why I think when we're sitting here at the Zeiss booth and we are, you know, people can be seeing behind us technology. Technology is what has brought me to where I am too. Back to your question of how do you get to where you are? The other thing that we did together early on is found a way to integrate all of my technology because I wanted to have all the equipment to better care for my patients and bring value to them. But I was frustrated because it wasn't all integrated. And so you guys came up with a solution in the early days. You've continued to improve that solution to the point now where we're going to have, what did you call it? The health
data platform.
Health data platform. That's going to be incredible. It'll make it easier for me to be able to communicate with other specialists.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what you do. And what it does and what it brings to me is efficiencies, value for my patients, and makes it easier for me to do my job and then go home at the end of the day and not worry about it not being right or done right. You know? I love it. All right, so I have another question for you because people ask me this, and I want to hear your answer on this. And we can close with this if you want. But if there's another eye care professional out there that wants to become involved with industry, wants to talk more to companies like you, Cindy, and your teams about working with industry, how do you suggest they get started? Or maybe even just being a key opinion leader?
So it's a good question because I think first of all, people need to know that industry employs a lot of optometrists.
That's right.
Right? We have quite a few on our staff and they're fabulous. Yep. So there's that avenue of actually working for the company. But being a key opinion leader, you don't just walk up and say, I want to be a key opinion leader, right?
Right.
You have to show a bit of performance first.
Right.
That you are influential and that you have a high level of integrity. And I would say, first and foremost, approach companies whose products you really love.
There, that's a good hint.
Right? Don't approach companies if you don't use their product or don't like their product or don't like their company. So first, love the product, use the product. And then I think it's really important to get to know the people because they become your partners, right? And you have to really trust them. You have to say what you want. And this is what I've always loved about you. One of many things is you know what you want. You know what you're good at. You know where you can also be helpful to us or to any company that you have a relationship with.
Yep.
You want to always, and I think this is true in every profession, especially sales, where I started. You always have to be adding value.
Yes, I love that. Those are the key words right there.
Yes.
I remember early on, I think that I had been in my private practice for only 2 years, and I had a booming glaucoma practice, and I didn't know it. I didn't know that anything I was doing was different or special compared to anyone else. And I'll never forget a company coming in and saying, hey, April, we'd love for you to talk about your practice and how you're doing and talk about our product. And I looked at him and I was thrilled with the idea, but I didn't understand it. I'd never heard of such thing happening. And I said, I will one day probably be happy to do that. But right now it's too soon. I don't feel like I have enough experience to where I can speak credibly. And I want to, when I go out there and help people, I want to go out there and know I know what I'm talking about. I want to know that when they do something I tell them will work, it will work.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to carry on my shoulders the fact that I gave somebody words of wisdom, told them something, they did it, and they failed. So I think that's important, too, for anybody who wants to go down that route, is that they really need to bring value. Like you said, that's huge. And not be so worried about what you can get. I'm not worried about getting anything. I have been blessed throughout my life. I have a wonderful family, wonderful patients, wonderful friends like you. I want to be able to give back. And that's why we do this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because you have so much value to bring. we can help people to understand what the value that Zeiss has to bring, and also help them hopefully through some of those challenges they're going to have. And it's okay. Cindy and I have made it through it.
Yes, we have.
And we stick together because we know that together we can do better. But I think everything you said, Cindy, is just spot on.
Oh, thank you, April. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for hanging out with me and sharing. And I learned more about you this time that I didn't know. So let's do this again.
All right. Love to.